Hallelujah. We have a testimony in the house. Put your hands together and let's welcome Ruby to share her testimony with us. Give it up for her.
Hi, everyone. Please, my name is Ruby. And I'm from the Charisma constituency. And the 100 Voices Choir.
Okay, Ruby, what's your testimony about today?
My testimony is about how the Holy Spirit helped me in my exams.
Hallelujah. Her testimony is about how the Holy Spirit helped her in her exams. How many of you need help in your exams? This side of the church, you don't need help in your exams? Oh! Okay, tell us more, Ruby.
So, on Monday, I had to...
The Monday of mid-semester exams, okay?
Yes. So, I listened to Mommy's prayer and I took it so serious and I believe in it.
Wow.
So, Mommy always prayed that the Holy Spirit should help us and then direct us to where we should learn.
For context, our pastor always sends us exam prayers before we write every single paper on every single day of every single examination in this school. How many of you are aware of that? Hallelujah. What a mother we have. So on the Monday, she listened to E.S. Joy's prayers. Uh-huh.
And I believe it. So my second paper, I sat behind the paper and then I invited the Holy Spirit to come and help me.
Wow.
So the question was 60. And then,
60 questions.
Yes. From question 1 to 10, mm-hmm. I answered the questions. And later, I heard something. Stop and check.
Wow.
So I stopped. And then I checked the questions on the answer paper. So when I checked, the answers were on the question paper. And the answers were faded.
All the answers question paper. And then they were faded.
Mm-hmm. Answers I choose from 1 to 10 mm-hmm. were faded. Mm-hmm. So I checked all the 60 questions to mm-hmm. see, and all the answers there were faded.
Wow.
Then I checked all the answers. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't it have been that there was an error with the printing?
No. Uh-huh. I did. So later, after the paper, I asked my friend, did you see the answers on the question paper? They told me no.
Wow. This can only be the Holy Spirit.
It's the help of the Holy Spirit.
Wow. How many of you want testimonies like this? It wasn't an error with the printing. You go into the exam hall, you are writing what paper? Microbiology. Or you are writing the papers that have been disturbing you. You look at the question paper, you see all the answers there. Receive such a testimony in Jesus' name. So Ruby, what do you have to tell the church today?
So I'm telling the church to take E.S. Joy preaching very serious.
Wow.
And also take it into practice.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you very much, Ruby, for such a powerful testimony. She says you take E.S. Joy's prayers and her preaching very seriously. Amen. We have another testimony in the house. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and let's welcome Shirley to come and share her testimony with us. Guys, it's not easy to come and stand on the stage. So put your hands together for her. Hallelujah. It's not easy at all to come and stand here. Tell anybody at all. Wow. Let's give it up for the flowers as well as they file. Amen. Good morning. Please, what's your name and what region are you in? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kakari Shirley and I'm in Kena region.
When she says her name, then you say hi with her name, okay? She says she's called Shirley. So what do we say?
Hi.
Amen. So Shirley, what's your testimony about today?
And I'm in Eels on Wheels.
Wow. She's in the Eels on Wheels Basanta.
And I'm also in High Speed.
Wow. She's in 2 Basantes. Wow, that's a great blessing. Okay, what's your testimony about?
My testimony is about how God helped me through the examination.
Today is like we are getting a lot of examination testimonies. Receive your own in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so tell us more about it.
So Monday, by the grace of God, everything went so. Tuesday, the same thing. Wednesday, but Thursday, I woke up in the morning and then I was. I was praying to go and then write my exams. And then I forwarded Mommy's audio to all my members.
Wow.
And then something came in mind that, why is it that always when you are going to write the exams, you wait till you are going to write your exam. That's when you listen to Mommy's audio. Mm. But I didn't.
How many of us are like that? We wait just before we are going to write the paper, then we listen to the paper. Hey, listen to the prayer.
So okay. I ignored that, and then I sent the audios to my members. Mm-hmm. And then when we got to the hall, we were just there waiting to.
Are you listening to the testimony?
Waiting to enter. And then when we entered, actually that paper, I was more than ready. Like I was very, very ready. So I was very sure of myself. So when I sat, they shared the papers, and then I looked through, I was smiling. And then I prayed. Okay. But I thought I'd actually listen to mommy's audio, but I didn't. So when I opened, like I started, the first question was a differentiation question, like we are supposed to differentiate. Mm-hmm. Just a part of that whole thing, like 5 questions, and it's mathematics, like we have to just 1 hour. So like I just opened it, and okay. Then I started with the first one, and then I realized that the characteristics I have changed it, so I'll just cancel and
she
then
had made a minor error, but was going to lead to a great mistake.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just change, I'll cancel, and I was like, what is happening? Then I started shivering, like my whole body was. I was like, hey, what is happening to me? Okay. And then I was like, hey. Then it occurred to me that I didn't listen to mommy's prayer, and like the enemy has gotten me in a way. But
mercy.
I said
tell
that
no. Mercy. Okay.
And I said that no, I mean, I have prepared enough. So as far as I have come into the examination, we'll have to write something. So
yes.
Holy Spirit, even though I didn't listen to mommy's prayer, please forgive me and help me and help me. So then I started, the pressure came down by the Holy Spirit, and then I started writing and writing. And then by the grace of God, I was able to write.
Wow. By the grace of God. By the grace of God.
And then when it happens like that too, I had a paper just after that, so I was so much in fear that what has
imagine
happened
after this has happened, you have a paper right after that. Many of you, like, you're not even going to write a paper at all. What happened?
What has happened to me is going to affect my next paper. Mm-hmm. So I told myself, no, it won't happen. So when I got out from the examination hall, I prayed and I listened to mommy's message like 10 times, like more than 10 times. I was just listening to it. And then when I got to the examination hall, by the grace of God, I was able to do it the following day too.
Wow. Put your hands together for God. What a powerful testimony. Okay, so Shirley, what do you have to tell us today?
So what I want to tell the church is that our prayers is like a thing, something. Our shepherds and our pastors' prayers means a whole lot. It actually strengthens us. It pushes our prayers on certain heights that we can't even
yes,
imagine.
Exactly.
So we should be very serious with our prayers. And then we should believe that with mommy's prayers. And then we should believe that it shall come to pass. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Shirley, for sharing this powerful testimony.
Put your hands together for the Lord this morning. I don't know which boy or girl has broken your heart, but for the next few seconds, forget about your broken heart and put your hands together for the Lord. If you are on your phone at this time, then you are doing something that is really, really disrespectful to God. So get off your phone and put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Please close your eyes and begin to pray for yourself. Many of you have a habit of coming after the prayers and after the praise and worship. So you've not had an opportunity to speak to God about you being here. So just lift up your voices. You came for a reason. You came to hear from God. You came because of a problem. You came believing that God will speak to you. You came believing that He will meet you at the point of your need. Just lift up that need before Him. Just pray for your heart that you'll be able to hear His words, that you'll be able to understand in the name of Jesus. You are praying for yourself. Lift up your voices and pray for yourself.
Handalaba,
Father, we thank you for bringing us here this morning. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will take control over the service. I pray that you will speak to your people. I pray that you will open our ears to hear and hear intelligently. I pray that you will help us to understand. May you speak in ways that your people will hear. Let this church, let this service bring you glory and praise and honor. May we never be the same simply because we came, simply because we have been in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. If you are sitting with your plus one, can you put your hand on the person's shoulder? If you are far from your plus one, you have my permission to get up and go and touch the person. Oh, if you are sitting with your plus, just put your hand on the person's shoulder. Put your hand. Oh, Lady Reverend, the person is far. Don't worry. Get up from your seat and go and tap your plus one. Oh, hey, instrumentalist, none of you, you just brought yourself. Yes, get up and go and touch there. That's better. It's working. Henry, where's your plus one? Oh, you can get up and go and touch the person. Okay. Can I have a rough idea of how many people we have in the service this morning? Any rough idea? Rough idea. About 300-400. Rough. Somebody should give me a rough estimate. Anyway, I bring you greetings from our pastor, A.S. John. Her. She's around shortly. She's on her way out to missions. Yeah. Any rough idea? About, should we say 400? About 400. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, for the next, today I'm preaching for a very short time, so let me have your full attention. We announced last week that today is what, plus one service, or, and I believe that during the week we sent out flyers. Can we have the flyer up? Yes. How many of you in this service, you saw this flyer? Let me see. You heard the announcement or you saw this flyer? Let me see. Hey, okay. So I'll be preaching for a very short time. And I think that the message is very, very correct for this morning. Because for the next how many weeks, I'll be teaching from our Father's book, Others. Others, other people, others. And you see, the reason why I'm saying the message is very appropriate this morning, because the reason why many of you, even though you were here last week when the announcement was given, you saw the flyer, but you did not make any effort to bring another person is simply because your mind is not on others. Because by the grace of God, there is nobody here who lives on an island surrounded by only sharks and what? Tuna. Or surrounded by coconut trees alone. Every single person in this room, you live in a room, which means that you have roommates. You go to class, which means that you have classmates. So every single person here, if you had bothered to think about other people, you will have found one person to bring with you this morning. And the reason why you came alone is because you do not have your mind on the fact that it is important to think about other people, so that on days such as this, when you are asked to bring another person to church, because your mind is on other people, it will not be difficult for you to be able to get that one person and bring the person with you to church. Many of us as believers, we have become so comfortable to a point where everything is about us. What you need, what you want, your problems, what to eat, what to wear. We have not gotten to a point where we've been able to take our eyes off our own problems to be able to think about other people. Hello. Please don't change your faces. It's a message that we need this morning. Because to bring one person, your mind should be on it. Hello. Your mind should be on it. Let's go to the Bible. Now, the way you are looking at me, please. Let's go to the book of Philippians. I hope you brought your physical. This is my Bible. I hope you brought. Let me see. If you brought your Bible, lift it up and let us. Your physical Bible. If today is your first time worshiping with us, we are excited to have you here with us. But in this church, we are on a campaign to come to church with our physical Bibles. Because if you will be true to yourself, even though you have your Bible on your phone, it is the same phone you use to do other things that we should not be mentioning in the house of God this morning. It is the same phone that you use to send nude pictures to other people. So even though you have a Bible on that phone, we don't really like to be on a safer side. You know, in case you are trying to open to the book of Obadiah, and before you realize you are opening a site that you should not be opening. But you see, this one, there's no site on it. Eh? This one is just the word of God. And this is my Bible. And it is older than some of you here. Yeah. I got this Bible on the 4th of November, 2005. So if it is older than you, just put your hands on your head. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Can you give us another simpler version? Look not every man on his own things, but every man... Oh, you let me finish. Good, okay, NLT. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. For many of us here this morning, our only concern is the first part. We look out for our own interest. That is why it is common to hear people saying, each man for himself and God for us all. But you are expected to not only think about your own interest, but to take an interest in the business of others. And the reason is simple. Jesus died for others. That's the only reason. And Lady Reverend, I've not even finished solving my own problems. You have been trying to solve your own problems for the past 10 years. Have you been able to solve them? For all you know, when you take your eyes off your own problems and you begin to think about others and you begin to take an interest in the business of other people, for all you know, that is the point at which your deliverance will come. When you see us here preaching, running around, she just came from chasing people to come to church. But as she is on the field chasing people, I'm talking about your pastor, LPMFI Pastor Al. As they are on the field, you see, they are not chasing people. What is it that you people have chopped dog legs? You can't sit at one place. Like you have a problem with sitting. So you need to run around every Sunday morning. Is it a health problem you people have? No, yeah. So it's not like they are now coming from their houses. They have been out early in the morning since 6 a.m. knocking on doors, gathering their leaders to get them to wake people up to come to church. And that is why God is sought. So it's not like they don't have problems. But because they are thinking about others, and they are running after others to give others an opportunity to come to church and hear the word of God. That is why God will be sorting them out. That is why God will be ministering to them. That is why God has taken an interest in their problems, in their business. So they are thinking about others. They are concerned about others. And because of that, God is also concerned about them. But you, that you have gotten to a point where your mind is not on others and your mind has always been on your own problems, have you been able to change your life? Have you been able to solve all your problems? The answer is no. Oh, it's supposed to be a nine service, so please put a smile on your... And that is why I am amazed this morning that we have about 400 people in the church and not even 100 people bothered to bring somebody to church. And the reason is simple. The first part, you only look out for your own interest. It's like me now that I'm even trying to drag myself to church. You say what? I should bring another person. Hey, if the person doesn't know that he must be in church, then hey, how can that be my problem? This is how many of us think. But the scripture says, don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. And you know that this year, our bishop has not written a Bible. And the pastor, have you written a Bible? Yeah. So this is the word of God. If you had a hard copy Bible, you can turn to this scripture. In fact, open your Bible if it is yours. If it is yours, just in case you stole it from your roommate and brought it. And underline the scripture. Highlight the scripture. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others also. Your roommates are others. Your classmates are others. That is why when we say bring somebody to church, you don't even have to go to KJTR Market and be looking for the market woman to invite them to church. You only have to lie on your bed and turn to your right because you have a roommate there. Or look up. If you are on the lower bank bed, just look up. The person up. I'm hoping that if you are a girl, the person up is also a girl. Why am I saying something that I shouldn't say this morning? I am just hoping, yes, that the person up is also a girl. You don't need to look far. You only have to look up. Or if you are the one up, you only have to look down. Hello? Yeah. So if we were looking at the scripture, we shouldn't have been able to fit into this hall today. Why? Because if everybody is thinking about others, everybody will have brought one person. That's why we didn't even say two or three or four. We just said what? One person plus one. We didn't say plus 10 or plus 5. So that you don't go, hey, Lady Reverend, my class there, we are only 6, so I can't have plus 10. No problem, plus 1. Hello? Yeah. But you were only thinking about yourself. Oh, I have to get ready and I have to be in church. What about others? What about others? I think I should change the message because the way your face is. What about others? What about others? You need to understand that others exist. You are not alone in the world. You say, oh, but Lady Reverend, it's obvious now. It's obvious. Then why are you alone in church this morning? Hello? I thought you said it's obvious. Then why are you alone in church this morning? Others exist, and you need to start to think about others. Our minds must be on others. Your mind must be on other people. It cannot always be about you. You see, if you just keep this book in front of you, you will not be able to see anything else. And the reason why many of you cannot think about others is because you have just placed your own problems right in front of you. Oh, but Lady Reverend, are you saying we shouldn't be concerned about our problem? And I have a simple question for you. You've been concerned about your problems for the past 5 years. Have you made any difference by just being concerned about your own problem? At the end of the day, don't you end up running to God? Yeah, for help. So why not put God's issues in front of you? And he only has one, and that is others. Put others in front of you. Because sometimes when we are thinking about others, by the time we turn around to look for our problems, you realize that, where did my problems come? God has found a way to sort you out as you were busy thinking about others. Because he died for others. So if you make others your business, God will make you his business. It's as simple as that. So understand that others exist, and understand that your mind is supposed to be on others. And I am not the one saying it. The word of God says, but take an interest in others too. Let your mind be on others. Others means we are to spend our lives for others. I just heard somebody chuckle. Yeah. It's almost like, if only you knew. I don't know. I may not know, but God knows. Spend your life for others. When you wake up in the morning and you are polishing, get ready to come to church, think of the person who is lying in your room, asleep and snoring. But it's like, oh, I'm going to come. There's jollof in the pot. Why not say, get up and let's go. When we come back, we'll eat the jollof together. Hello. Oh, you must like the message. You must love it. Because when Jesus hung on the cross, he died for others. You and I and others. Everybody. But if you don't go and reach out to them, if you don't go, they may never know. And you may be thinking, why should I chase a grown? Why should I be concerned about another grown person? Jesus, because. Turn to your neighbor and say, my neighbor, Jesus, because. John chapter 4, verse 25. John 4. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Go. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Some of you cannot even say this. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Put your hands together for the Lord. Now, please go to verse 24. Let's see. 24. 23. Who is that? 22. 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 15. I need the beginning of the scripture. Find the beginning of this story. Find the beginning for me. Let me see 6. Is it 6? Yeah. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. The sixth hour is when? The sixth hour is when? Is it 6 a.m. or 6 p.m.? Eh? We know it's 6, but is it a.m. or 6 p.m.? 6 what? A.m. 6 a.m. And the woman was alone. Do you know that you, women, we hardly go alone to fetch water? We go as girls. Or, yeah, we usually go together. So that it's like you help one carry and she'll just also use one hand. Yeah. And it's even time for chatting. It's time for gossiping. You see that, you know, you hardly go alone to buy food if you are like a correct person. But you see, forgive. I'm showing you something. The reason why many of you cannot think about others is because you are thinking of your own problems. But number one, this woman went to fetch water alone. The reason why she went to fetch water alone was because of her problems. When Jesus started to enter the prophetic and give her stories about her life, it's like, oh, call your husband for me. She says, oh, sad. So she had problems. That is why she went at that time of the morning alone to fetch water. Because she was thinking of her problems. It's like, hey, in this town, people know that I have jumped from Kojo, Mensa, Big D, Small D, Middle D. It's like she was known as such in the town. She too, that was her problem. And she didn't want any to have more problems. That is why she just decided to walk alone. Her mind was on her problems in the beginning. Just like how you two, you are sitting here this morning and your mind is on your problem. Women, we don't do, if you find a girl who is walking alone, look at her well. So for her to be walking alone, it means that she haven't had how many men was really an issue for her. And she knew that she was the talk of the town. When she's passing, every open. And when she's passing, the other woman will be holding their husband. It's like a husband snatcher is passing. Yeah. And it's like, no. They are trying, see no evil. So it's like, yeah, I have problems. I don't want more problems. Let me go alone. Let me go very early. And let me go alone and fetch water. She was also thinking about her problems. But you see, unlike you and I, when she heard a message, she changed. The Bible says she left her water pot and she went into the city and she went to the men and she said, come and see a man who has told me everything that I have ever done. She forgot about her problem and she started to think about others. Because she realized that, hey, what I am hearing, I cannot keep it to myself. I have met the Messiah. I need to tell others that I have met the Messiah. I need to let them come and hear from the Messiah. I need to come and let them see the Messiah. You have been in the church for over a month. Every Sunday we stand here, we preach about the Messiah. Have you bothered to bring one person to come to the church and hear about the Messiah? Have you bothered to bring one person to hear about the Messiah? She heard once, you've been hearing. There's no Sunday in this church where we don't preach about Christ. Not a single Sunday. We don't have any other message. All we have is Jesus. She met God once. Many of you have been here. You've heard about Jesus. You've had many encounters. You roll, you get up. We cover you with cloth. You even cause financial loss to the church. Because when you are, now we have to wash the cloth. Every Sunday we are preaching about the Messiah. You hear all the time. Who have you brought? Who have you brought? Who have you told? There is this church, they preach about Jesus. There is this church, they preach about God. And I have been changed. Sunday is always about you. This woman heard once. You have heard for 3 years. You have heard for 4 years. Some of you have been hearing for 5 years. And if even you have heard for 2 weeks, it's more than enough. She heard once. Just once. And the Bible says she left her water pot. She forgot about her problems. You've been hearing. You have heard about the Messiah. You've heard about Jesus. There is no Sunday that a pastor will stand here and preach. And what again is it? Is the word. The word is Jesus. The word is God. And in this church, if you that's why, when the screens go off, we are always angry. And we are angry because, no. They must see the message themselves. They must see the scriptures themselves. And every Sunday, mommy will stand here, our bishop will stand here, and she will be preaching. You have heard about the Messiah. Who have you brought with you to church to hear about the Messiah? You think we are asking you to bring others so that the church will be full? Goodness gracious. No. It's just so that you will also have an opportunity to bring somebody to begin to think about others. Others exist and others need God. Hey. She heard about them as just once. Not twice. Once. Who have you brought? And I was just looking. That's why I intentionally asked you to move out of your seat and put your hand on your platform. And it's a pity that a church like this, over 500 people, those who brought people, they are not even up to 100. You have no excuse, though. You have no excuse. This woman's problems, Lady Reverend, mine is financial. Financial. This is more of a problem because financial. Jesus told that, hey, catch the fish. The first one that comes, just open them up. There's money inside. Remove it. Pay our tax. That's it. Come on, let's move on. We have souls to save. That was it. you have been hearing of the Messiah, you have no excuse. You have no excuse. You have no excuse. Others need God. Others need salvation. And the reason why you must begin to think about others and bring them is because many of you are even afraid to preach to people about Jesus. So why not start by bringing them to the place where they will hear? And you know that here, our bishop does not stand and give us, what, 10 keys to enter the middle and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth heavens. Don't ask me what that is. She doesn't stand here and she'll be giving us keys like what? Yeah. Everything is about the word of God. If it's not about loving God, if it's not about being a strong Christian, and being a strong Christian, you have your daily quiet time. Yeah, so that what? You can draw closer to who? God. It's always about God. If you remove God from our messages in this church, we'll be very hot. Because we won't have any message. We won't have any message. And you have been hearing Sunday after Sunday, Sunday after Sunday. This woman heard once, and the Bible says, and the woman left her water pot. The reason why she did that was simply because she realized that, look, this Messiah that I have met, this message that I have heard, I cannot be the only one to be blessed. I have a whole city back home. I need to go and let them hear that I have met the Messiah, and they also need to meet the Messiah. And he went back and he told the men, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Is this not the Christ? Is this not the Christ? And many of you, you can even see a difference in your lives since you joined the church. Why not go back to your room? Why not go back to your classroom and find one person and say, Sunday, I need you to go with me to this church. The church that has made a difference in my life. I was like this when I started going to that church. But because I am taught the word of God Sunday after Sunday, my life has never been the same. I used to do 6 girls in a week. But now, I don't even do any girl at all. I used to do 4 boys in a month, but now I don't do any boy at all. I used to smoke, but I no longer smoke. I used to drink, but I no longer drink. I used to have a desire for porn. I used to masturbate until my testicles are like an empty sack, but I no longer masturbate. I no longer do any such thing. That is your story. And it is the presence of God in this church that has made that difference in your life. I used to get a poor for exam, but I have been taught something called Agenda 5. And by the grace of God and by the prayers of our bishop, I don't need a poor, and I am excelling as a student. That is your story. Use that and begin to talk to others. That's it. So you don't have an... Others need God. And others need people to care for them. And you can care for somebody. No matter how big your problem is, you can care. You see, and what you don't realize is that the more you think about your problems, the more depressed you get. So if you are always depressed, check your life. Lady Ever, you don't know my issue. I don't need to know your issue. All I need to know is what the word of God says. Hello. Are you enjoying? Oh, are you sure? Turn to your neighbor and give your neighbor your best smile. And say, my neighbor, don't be angry with that funny girl on the stage doing something. Oh, turn to your neighbor and say, my neighbor, don't be angry with that funny girl on the stage. doing something, something, something. It's not her fault. Her mind is on others. And your mind must be on others. Your mind must be on others. Problems. If we were thinking of our problems, I would not even be standing here. Yeah. If our bishop was thinking about her problems, ask those who know her, she will not even be standing here. Yeah. But she put herself in her pockets and pray for the church and minister to the church. Why? Others. So that you will hear about God. You will hear about the love of God. You will hear about the power of God. So that you will now go out and begin to gather others. So that they will come and hear. The woman said, come see a man. Have you not met God here? Why not tell others, come and meet God in that church? Come and meet God. Come and meet God. Hello? Others need Christ. You've met Christ here. Tell others about Christ so that they will also come and meet him. Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Others, they need Christ. And others need somebody to look after them. You can take care of one person. Lady Remy, cry if you know they're taking care that I need taking it myself, crumble. Take care of one person so that God will take care of you. It's as simple as that. Yeah, me, God has been taking care of me for years, 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 years. He's responsible for every part of my life. Yeah, it's true. Even as a student, I always tell God, you see that when my mates were learning, I was jumping all over the place in the church. I cannot fail. Please, when I'm done jumping around, I go and I learn. I drink coffee. And I learn. So it's not like I jump around and I go and sleep. Then when I wake up, no. I jump, I get home, I drink coffee. And then I open my books. And I said, Lord, remember that I was jumping, not in a club, not on the bed of a strange man, but in your house. Because if you've been jumping on the wrong bed and in strange places, you won't be able to say this. And then I say, Lord, now I have only 2 hours. You need to help me. And he's always sorted me out. Why? Because I think of others and I take care of others. That's it. Others, they need Christ. If you don't go and tell them, look, God will not send an angel to tell your roommate or your classmate. That's why he placed you in that room. That's why he placed you in that classroom. So that you will be surrounded by others. And then you will have an opportunity to talk to others, about Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
Don't worry, we are closing. You can begin to smile. You can begin to smile. Luke 4:43. Others must hear the message. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Other cities, others must hear the word of God. Lady Reverend, I cannot share the word of God. That's why you should have come for Art of Evangelism Conference. Hello. Yeah. But it's not too late. Yeah. You can't share. Bring them here so that they will hear the word of God. Because you know that if they come to this church, they will hear the word of God. So others need Jesus. Others need to hear about the message of salvation. Others need someone to be interested in their business, to be interested in their issues, and to care enough to bring them to the place where they know that they will meet God, where they know that they will meet Jesus, and where they know that they will have an opportunity to be ministered to. It cannot always be about you. Hello.
Yeah.
So let's assume that you didn't know. Turn to your neighbor and say, hey, my I didn't know about others. So turn to your neighbor. Oh, turn to your neighbor, eyeball to eyeball. And say, and put your hand on your chest. And say, hey, I didn't know about others. So. Hey, my God. Father, thank you that today I've heard about others. You say, the way some of you are not looking at your neighbor, one day your neighbor will come, a very important person, and you will now be queuing to see this neighbor in a big office. So turn to your neighbor and say, my neighbor, hey, I didn't know about others. Hey, thank God for deliverance today. Because today I have heard about others. And I am going to think about others. Hey, now say it with conviction. The way, and I'm going to think about others. Say it, I'm going to think about others. From today, I will be interested in others. I will care about others. From today, I will never walk alone to church. I will bring one person with me every Sunday, because I know that in this church, that person will meet Jesus. That person will hear about Jesus. And that person will have an opportunity to give his or her life to Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord and stand to your feet. Please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Just lift up your two hands and say, Lord, help me. Help me to begin to think about others. Pray for yourself. Lord, help me to begin to think about others. Lord, help me. Give me grace. Say, Lord, help me to think about others. Say, Lord, every time I'm taking my mind off others to begin to concentrate on my problem, please draw my mind back to others. Because I know that as I begin to think about others, as I make others my business, I become your business. I become your problem. I become your issue. And I know that once I become your issue, I am sorted for life in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for your soul this morning. Oh, pray about others. Pray that God will give you the grace to begin to be concerned, to begin to take an interest in others. Father, we thank you so much for gathering us here to hear about others. Lord, forgive us for the times that we have taken our minds off others and concentrated on our own issues. Lord, we ask for mercy today in the name of Jesus. I pray for everybody here. I pray that you will give us the grace to begin to think about others, to begin to be interested in the business of others. I pray that you give us the grace to begin to draw others to this church that you have given us, to this church where your presence is, to this church where you have given us the privilege to preach the word Sunday after Sunday, in the name of Jesus. Grace to draw others to this church so that we will become your problem, so that you will begin to take care of our issues. And as we draw others to you, as we draw others to this church where they will meet you, they will hear your word, and they will have an opportunity to give their light to you. As we do that, Lord, may heaven be pleased with us, and may you smile on us daily, so that we will walk in your goodness and in your mercy each and every day of our life, in the name of Jesus. Maybe you are here this morning and you do not even have a personal relationship with Jesus. You cannot even begin to think about others until you give your life to Jesus, until you start to build a personal relationship with Jesus. If you are here this morning and you cannot say with confidence, you cannot say with boldness that you are born again, that you are saved, that you met Jesus and you gave your life to Jesus. If you cannot say this with confidence, it is a sign that you are not born again. It is a sign that you thought you were born again, but you are not. And if you are here this morning and you are hearing me at this point, I need you to understand that God brought you here because he knows that at the end of the sermon, you will be given an opportunity to hear about the need for you to give your life to Jesus, to hear about the importance of meeting Jesus, to hear about you starting a personal relationship with Jesus. If you are here and you can't say that Jesus is your Lord and your personal Savior, I want you to give me a wave of your right hand and we will pray together. You are in Cairn USD because you took a decision to buy the forms, but submit your application, choose a course, submit your application and come. It was not automatic. Nobody in Cairn USD came to your house and extracted you and brought you here. You took a decision to come to Cairn USD. In the same way, this morning, by coming to church does not make you a believer. Coming to church does not make you a child of God. The scripture says in John 1:12 that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. The way you took a decision to come to KNUSD, that is exactly how this morning, being in church does not automatically make you a believer, but you need to make a very important decision by giving your life to Jesus this morning. You are here, you want to start a personal relationship with Jesus. Please just give me a wave of your right hand and we will pray together. I took this decision when I was in SHS 3, and you also need to take this decision. Give me a wave of your right hand and we will pray together. And if your hand is lifted up, I want you to take a bold step and come forward so that we will pray together. Forget about who is standing by you. Forget about the person who brought you to church. This is an individual decision. It is just you and Jesus this morning. You cannot say that you will be spending eternity with the Father. You cannot say with certainty that if the Lord should call you home this morning, you cannot say with certainty that you will be spending eternity with Jesus in heaven. If you cannot say this with certainty, don't leave here until you give your life to Christ this morning. Because when you say that prayer, you can now say without any doubt that if the Lord should call me home this morning, I will spend eternity with the Master Jesus. You need to be sure. You need to be certain. No more doubt. Be certain this morning. Be certain. This is the opportunity you need to be certain about your salvation, to be certain about eternity. One more minute. If you are not sure, come forward and let us pray together. One more minute before we pray. If you are in front, my brothers, please say this prayer after me. Say, dear Jesus, thank you for bringing me here this morning. I come before you asking for forgiveness for all my sins. wash me with your word. Write my name in the book of life. Dear Jesus, from today, you are my Savior. You are my Lord. I am a child of God. I am born again. I will walk with you daily. In Jesus' name, amen.